6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Recap of episode 3. In our last episode, Scarlet, Mastodon, and the Shepherd battled the three pigs in the Enchanted Forest to save Baba Yaga. Meanwhile, Jack's plan to eliminate the sleeper backfires, leading to his imprisonment along with Cassidy and allowing the sleeper to keep his golden egg. Additionally, the Ice Princess, using Pandora's mirror, learns the truth about Cassidy's mission to return Dreamworld back to normal. Jack and Cassidy manage to escape from the sleeper's dungeons, but they remain unaware that the sleeper has finally discovered the secret location of Camelot and intends to destroy it once and for all. Episode 4. Exterior Three Bears Porridge Factory, night. To establish. Interior Three Bears Porridge Factory. Bluebeard and Staria sit on the factory floor.
We have to go down to Camelot sometime.
I cannot face Mother now. I let her down. I let everyone down.
Angle on a small shelf behind some stacked spoons lurks the diminutive spy, Dragonfly, watching Bluebeard and Staria.
That's not true. You made the only decision that could save us all. At least now we have a chance.
Ugh. Jack would have known what to do. What chance do we have now without the egg, without the stranger?
Suddenly, a loud rumble occurs near the door. Then a horse's whinny. Dragonfly delivers an evil grin.
What was that?
The door smashes open to reveal Ice Princess, the Seven Demons, and General Pan. As Meanie enters...
Hi, honey! I'm home!
No!
Before Bluebeard and Staria can mount an attack, Ice Princess encases both in a solid block of ice.
This place sucks. Ain't nothing here but an old kitchen and some baking supplies.
This is Camelot, General Pan?
Dragonfly lands on General Pan's shoulder and whispers in his ear.
Yes, 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 yes. That giant mixing bowl covers...
It's Spanish, Peter.
Yes, 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 yes. That giant mixing bowl covers a secret staircase. The button to open it is in that panel on the wall.
But the demons ignore General Pan and step up to the giant mixing bowl to move it themselves.
Screw the button, we got muscles!
They're a little overzealous, aren't they, General Pan?
It's so hard to find good help.
All right, boys, Heave-ho!
Oh my god.
They told you.
They toss the giant mixing bowl aside, exposing the magic staircase.
Oh, oh, oh. Camelot.
Interior Camelot, a few moments later. Children play in the streets. Townspeople water their front lawns. Walking up the main road is Ice Princess, the Seven, the Beast, General Pan, and Dragonfly. As Ice Princess and her team stop at Camelot's entrance.
Self-absorbed. Self-absorbed? Mimi, do you think I'm self-absorbed?
No, boss, more like narcissistic, but in a sexy, cuddly way.
Thank you.
Ice Princess then turns her attention to Camelot.
Ugh, destroy it all. Every farmer, every house, every sweet-smelling lily. And don't forget, nobody kills Mother but me. It's a gift to myself.
The Ice Princess and her entourage attacks with impunity. We hear a myriad of overlapping sounds. Alarm bells ringing, people screaming in terror, Dragonfly launching fireballs. Ice Princess grins, reveling in Camelot's dismemberment. Fade to black. Fade in. Interior, Three Bears Porridge Factory, later that night. Close up on Bluebeard and Staria frozen in a block of ice. Suddenly, a bright teleportation flash appears, revealing Scarlet, Mastodon, Baba Yaga, Prince Frog, the Shepherd, Cinderella, and Wolf.
I told you, get us here in one piece.
They all see Bluebeard and Staria frozen in a block of ice.
Bluebeard! Staria!
They also see Camelot's entrance is exposed.
Oh no! The entrance to Camelot!
Frog, you're with me. Let's check it out.
Prince Frog draws his sword.
I go where you go.
Mastodon leads Prince Frog and Cinderella down the magic stairs to Camelot. The Shepherd and Baba Yaga move to the frozen Bluebeard and Staria.
Solid ice!
They'll freeze to death if we don't hurry. Can you do anything for them?
Of course I can. I'm not just a pretty face.
Baba Yaga carves a mysterious music symbol into the block of ice, and the ice melts at a supernatural rate until Bluebeard and Staria are free. The two shiver incessantly. Baba Yaga reaches into her Indian shaman side satchel and pulls out white candy sticks.
Go on, this should warm you up.
Bluebeard and Staria eat the candy sticks. Their health is immediately restored.
Were you able to stop the ice, Princess?
We were too late. Where's Jack? Why isn't he with you?
Jack and the stranger were captured. The sleeper awoke, and we lost the egg.
Oh, jeez, Louise, maybe I picked the wrong side. At least things can't get much worse.
Scarlet, you need to take a look at this.
Or maybe they can.
Scarlet and Bluebeard share a concerned look, terrified at what they might find. Interior Camelot, the cavern's entrance, night. Scarlet, Wolf, Mastodon, Cinderella, the Shepherd, Baba Yaga, Bluebeard, and Staria stand in awe at the total devastation that has devoured Camelot. It's completely destroyed.
All of our friends, everyone we've fought for, they're all gone. It's all gone.
Prince Frog leaps over from the background.
I cannot find Mother anywhere.
Scarlet looks to Mother's boot castle, which is now nothing more than a pile of debris. Scarlet finds one of Pinocchio's walking braces.
Pinocchio! We should have been here. Look!
They all turn to see Mother hung by her neck from the tower of the old castle ruins.
Mother!
Wolf barks.
Be still. Someone's coming.
Hide.
Which they all do. Three soldiers of the fourth cautiously enter. We recognize the three soldiers are in disguise. They're really Cassidy, Midas, and...
Jack!
Scarlet runs to Jack and kisses him.
I knew they couldn't hold you.
The rest of the Redeemers bounce out of the shadows. Cassidy and Midas hang back as the team assembles around Jack.
Who did this?
Ice Princess and the Seven Demons.
Where's Mother?
She didn't make it, Jack.
No.
I'm sorry.
Scarlet indicates Mother's lifeless body hanging by a noose.
Somebody get her down.
Prince Frog leaps off. Scarlet turns to Cassidy.
This happened because of you. It's all your fault. You did this to us.
Scarlet charges Cassidy violently, but Jack stops her.
Oh, it's
Why
not
are you
his
trying
fault.
To stop
it's not his
me.
Fault.
It's
telling the
fault.
Truth, and I believe him.
You do?
That man there. His name is Midas. He's the one who changed the real dream world. He's the one who caused all of this.
Everyone looks to Midas. His wrists still bear the shackles from his imprisonment.
In the real dream world, I wanted Camelot for myself. So I attempted to raise the sword from the stone. Arthur and I, we struggled for it, and Marigold was coming towards us. I swung the sword to pry it away from Arthur and...
No, you killed Marigold.
Marigold's death caused Dreamworld to become the nightmare it is now. It's all my fault. All of it.
Who is Marigold?
His daughter.
The Redeemers digest this as Prince Frog approaches carrying Mother's charred body. Jack takes Mother's body toward the town square. Interior, the edge of the tunnel entrance to Camelot. Later. Jack, with Mother's shotgun and bandolier draped across his shoulder, Scarlet, Bluebeard, Staria, Mastodon, Prince Frog, the Shepherd, Baba Yaga, and Midas take one last gaze at Camelot. Jack nods to Staria, who aims her bow for the top of the cavern and shoots a continuous barrage of arrows until a cave-in buries Camelot. After a moment of silence, Cinderella approaches Cassidy.
You are the stranger who told my new friends what they were in the real dream world. My name is Cinderella, and I wish to know what I was in the world you knew.
You were a poor maiden who captured the heart of a wonderful prince. The two of you were married and lived happily ever after.
So I was a princess?
Yes.
I was a princess.
Tell me, stranger. Was I still a prince of frogs?
You were a prince, but you were a prince of men, as you yourself were a man.
And what was I in the real dream world? An adventurer? A swashbuckler?
Cassidy hesitates.
What is it? Tell me, I must know.
You were the most feared pirate in the world, and you murdered your wives.
All of them?
That's the story.
Bluebeard takes this in. Staria looks to Cassidy.
Was I one of those wives?
No, not as I remember.
What was I then? Staria, daughter of light?
There was a nursery rhyme. Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. But no woman ever represented that, at least none that I know of.
No. What are you saying? She didn't exist?
How?
Cassidy looks down. That is, in fact, what he's saying. Bluebeard pieces it together, doesn't want to deal with it.
You are lying. He's lying to us all.
Bluebeard draws his sword and swings for Cassidy's head. Before the blade can hit its mark, Midas's gold hand catches the weapon and turns it into gold. Bluebeard drops the sword before the gold effect has spread up his arm.
No, he's not.
Jack, Midas knows exactly where to send me back in time, but we need the egg. How do we get it back?
The sleeper knows about our mission. The whole of his army will be mobilized in and around the fortress. It's over, stranger. We lost.
It's not just about us. Don't you get it? There are more lives at stake than just our own.
As Jack realizes,
lives like your children.
Like your mother. Scarlet's grandmother, Mastodon's wife. You all had families and friends in the real dream world you knew and loved. If you don't set things right for yourselves, set things right for them.
Scarlet walks over to Jack and puts a hand in his.
Baba Yaga can teleport us right into the sleeper's chamber. Right to the egg itself.
As long as one of you has been there, it's easy as pie.
Mastodon?
I had a wife.
Mastodon and Cinderella exchange an awkward look. She's a bit jealous.
We gotta pay him back for Mother, right? This is the best way I could think of.
Prince Frog nods. Wolf barks. Cinderella takes Mother's shotgun and bandolier from Jack and jumps on Mastodon's shoulder.
We fight then. For those we have lost. And those we will find once again.
We're all in, stranger. Not all of you.
Bluebeard turns away, giving the Redeemers his back.
Bluebeard.
I was a murderer, Jack. You're asking me to become a murderer. You're asking me to let go of the woman I love.
We all have to let go. The real dream world must be set right. The truth must be honored.
Where is the honor in losing the people you love?
There can be no sorrow for doing what's right. Mother would say that.
But I don't want to lose you.
Jack and Scarlet exchange a look. They can understand.
I'm fighting with the stranger. Fighting for a better world. We need you there. I need you there.
I will do this. For you, my love.
Bluebeard walks over to Cassidy, pulls Mother's sword from under his shirt, and presents it to Cassidy.
Your sword, stranger.
Cassidy takes it. Scarlet hands Jack her crossbow, then transforms into a werewolf, growling violently. Jack looks to Baba Yaga.
Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be. All right, everyone, hold each other's hands now.
Wait, don't you have to recite words to cast a spell?
Yeah, and I'll fly us there on a magic broomstick, too. Don't be an idiot, stranger.
Baba Yaga raises her free hand above her head as bands of light pour from each fingertip and surround the team.
Hang on, kiddies. Here we go.
Our heroes fade out slowly in an implosion of magic. Exterior, the Sleeper's Fortress, night. To establish, interior, the Sleeper's Sanctum, close on the golden egg, night. The object rests comfortably on its purple satin pillow. Wide on, eight lost stand guard, sickles drawn, positioned in a protective circle around the egg's altar. All of a sudden, a teleportation doorway opens. Emerging from this doorway are...
The Redeemers!
Baba Yaga shoots a green energy bolt from her hands, which domino effects from one loss to the next, rendering each immobile.
Damn! I still got it.
Baba Yaga then grabs the golden egg.
Midas, give me your hand.
Are you sure you're up to this?
Have a little faith. Just give me your hand.
Which Midas does, leaving the golden egg hovering over their connection.
Stranger. A time travel spell takes a few minutes to catch speed, so just hang tight a sec.
Okay. How do you plan on stopping Midas?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about it.
Perhaps I can help.
But before the shepherd can say how, Baba Yaga chimes in.
Midas! Concentrate!
I am. This all began at the Sword of the Stone in Camelot. That's what I'm concentrating on.
Well, it's not working.
Maybe it's you.
Well, maybe you should shut up.
Baba Yaga stops the spell and examines the golden egg.
What's wrong, Baba?
This egg isn't working. It looks real, but it's just a cheap imitation.
Cheap imitation? How could they replace it? Unless... Oh, no.
Jack, I have a bad feeling about this.
Then the Redeemers hear the loud startup of a giant mechanism as the entire back wall of the Sleeper's chamber slides open to reveal the Sleeper's throne room. Hundreds of columned last and soldiers of the Fourth stand battle-ready. At the forefront of this army are Ice Princess, the Beast, Tweedledee, General Pan, Dragonfly, and the Seven Demons. This was a trap. our heroes are now trapped. As the sleeper strides to the rear of his army...
Looking for this, Jack.
The sleeper indicates the real golden egg, glowing dim black, held by a thick linked chain around his neck.
You are predictable. I'll give you that.
Jack turns to Baba Yaga.
They'll come for the stranger. Protect him!
Baba Yaga clenches her fists and concentrates on casting a spell.
You want to undo my world, Jack? You want a world without the sleeper? You want the golden egg?
Yes!
Come and get it.
At that moment, a pink energy sphere shield rises up from the floor and surrounds Cassidy. Jack turns to Cassidy.
Just be ready when we get the egg.
Jack draws his nickel-plated 9mm and fires an arrow-tipped cable that travels the length of the room, smashing itself into the wall above the sleeper. The gun's mini-wench pulls Jack across the room at great speed. Jack somersaults to a landing right in front of the sleeper.
Okay, Daddy-O, you asked for it.
Jack draws his sword. The sleeper creates a red energy Arabian scimitar sword much larger than Jack's blade.
Destroy them!
With shit?
Destroy them, especially the stranger.
The sleeper and Jack sword fight.
You gotta do better than that, old man.
Oh, I will.
The battle is chaos as the two forces converge. Soldiers of the Fourth and Lost charge our heroes, but meet stiff resistance from Scarlet, Cassidy, Midas, Prince Frog, Cinderella, Wolf, Bluebeard, and the Shepherd. Baba Yaga and Staria launch green force bolts and energy arrows at Tweedledum and the Beast, keeping them at bay. Angle on the seven demons as they jump Mastodon, one demon at a time.
Boil on the big guy! Don't let him breathe!
Bluebeard attacks the demons with his sword, forcing the demons off Mastodon.
One-on-one, I can take that. Seven-on-one, that's a tough road to hoe, even for me.
In the background, unbeknownst to Mastodon, Demon Gropey approaches from the air, leading with his claws.
Mastodon, look out!
Mastodon turns. Gropey's nearly upon him when... Kablam! A shotgun blast sends Gropey spiraling into a pillar. Mastodon sees Cinderella holding Mother's shotgun.
You saved me. It's only fair.
Back to Jack and the sleeper. The sleeper aggressively swings his energy scimitar at Jack, who backpedals and counters each attack.
You're not much of a redeemer, Jack. It appears I've orchestrated the death of two of your mothers.
Which distracts Jack. The sleeper's next blow sends him into a wall.
And so it ends between you and I.
The sleeper fires red energy bolts from his eyes at Jack, but Baba Yaga materializes in front of Jack and diverts the attack by producing a magic shield.
Baba Yaga, you should have stayed in your gingerbread house.
Baba Yaga quickly tosses a lime at the sleeper, which explodes into dozens of plant vines that entangle his body.
Now, Jack, grab the egg!
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tantandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tomtandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
As Jack moves toward the sleeper, General Pan lowers himself in his path and draws a sword.
Can Jack come out and play?
General Pan and Jack now engage in a classic swordsman duel. Angle on the sleeper as the lime vines die off him like wilted flowers.
Oh, limes and candy sticks, brooms and goat's hair. A witch is no match for a sorcerer, especially one who could harness the power of the golden egg.
The sleeper sends a bolt of magic from his hands at Baba Yaga, which bounces off her magic shield. Cut to General Pan and Jack. As they sword fight, Dragonfly cheers for General Pan. But unbeknownst to her, Prince Frog lurks behind her. By the time she realizes, it's too late. Prince Frog's long frog tongue snatches her up and swallows her whole. Prince Frog then lets out a loud belch. Once General Pan sees Dragonfly die.
Dragonfly, no!
Jack then grabs the general's hook off, and in one sharp move, mortally stabs the general in the abdomen with his own hook.
He who lives by the hook dies by the hook.
Jack forces the hook up General Pan's stomach, killing him. Cut to the shepherd. As Tweedledee approaches, wielding a dagger.
Hey, shepherd! I can't let you go any farther!
We have to kill you.
Using her staff, the shepherd knocks the dagger out of his hands and then slams the base of her staff squarely into his chest.
You poor lost sheep. Now realize the evil that you've become.
The shepherd's energy flows through her staff into Tweedledum. Tweedledum sees a series of images. Tweedledee yells at a peasant, Tweedledum stealing magic beans, Tweedledee whipping children, and Tweedledum shooting a group of townspeople with a machine gun. These images replay themselves faster and faster until...
Who am I? 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 Who am I?
Tweedledum falls to the floor unconscious. Cut to Scarlet Hood, in werewolf form, slicing through two soldiers. The third soldier aims a .45 at him, but suddenly convulses awkwardly with blood oozing from his mouth. The beast emerges, claws wedged into the soldier's back. The beast and Scarlet growl at one another, then fight, slash, and bite. After a few moments, both retreat, both wounded. Scarlet attempts to claw the beast's throat, missing, but knocking off his yellow ruby necklace. The necklace smashes to the ground, causing a cloud of yellow smoke. Beauty 25 then rises from the ruby's rubble as the beast turns back to a man.
Beauty, you're alive. You were with me the whole time.
Always.
It was the Ice Princess. She imprisoned you. It was her all along.
Ugh, a revelation, Beast. I'm afraid you'll have to take it to your grave.
The Ice Princess fires ice spikes from both hands, catching the Beast dead center in the chest, killing him. His body falls to the floor as Beauty cries out. Distraught, Beauty grabs the beast's mostly smashed necklace and puts it around her neck, transforming herself into a beauty beast. Beauty Beast attacks the Ice Princess, who knows she's about to die.
Father, I'm sorry. I tried my best. Maybe I am self-absorbed.
Slice stabs Slice of her claws, and Beauty defeats Ice Princess. Cut back to the sleeper and Baba Yaga. Baba Yaga indicates the Ice Princess's body to the sleeper.
If you ask me, little bitch had it coming.
That was my daughter, witch!
The sleeper fires a red energy bolt from his eyes, killing the beauty beast and reverting her back to a human beauty. She falls atop her true love, the beast.
Oh.
Back to the sleeper and Baba Yaga.
Now for you, Baba Yaga.
The sleeper's eyes power up. It's gonna be a kill shot.
Oh, sorry, pal. I have better things to do today than die.
Baba Yaga teleports away before the sleeper can fire. The sleeper turns to find Jack aiming a crossbow at his head.
A crossbow, Jack.
The sleeper backpedals to the wall. Then he takes the golden egg from around his neck, chain and all, and holds it out.
Shoot me, Jack. The egg falls and the egg breaks. Then your plan will be for naught. Can you really risk it, Jack?
No, but that's not actually the plan.
Can we just take that's not the plan again?
Yeah, I hated that one too. Thank you for the public announcement.
Let's go from sleeper shooting.
I've been resting for a few pages.
Can you really risk it, Jack?
No, but that's not actually the plan.
Prince Frog leaps into view and snatches the egg from the sleeper's hand. Jack looks at him.
Hurry! Get the egg to Baba Yaga!
Prince Frog hops in Baba Yaga's direction. Jack follows.
No!
The sleeper shoots deadly red power bolts from his hands, aimed at Prince Frog. One of the sleeper's stray bolts hits Demon Unhappy, who is flying in the air above.
Oh, jeez, King, you've got me!
Unhappy falls from the air and slams hard to the ground. Angle on Sleazy, standing over Unhappy's dead carcass.
Oh, oh no, Unhappy. Look how they massacred my boy!
I don't know, guys. I don't know what that is.
It ain't random.
I will not do it again.
Angle on Sleazy, standing over Unhappy's dead carcass.
Oh no, Unhappy. Look how they massacred my boy.
Cut to Prince Frog as he hands the egg to Baba Yaga.
Here, Baba, begin the spell.
The sleeper approaches Jack.
Jack, give me one moment of your time. Right or wrong, this is our world. Let's keep it the way it is, you and me. We'll rule Dreamworld together. We'll make Dreamworld better for everyone, I promise. I swear to you, tell her to stop.
As Jack contemplates this, the battle stops around them. We see Cassidy eager to hear Jack's answer.
What's it going to be, Jack? Our dream world, or his?
Start the spell, Baba Yaga!
You fool!
The sleeper fires a bolt of immense intensity at Jack, hitting him in the chest. Jack's body falls to the ground.
Jack, no!
Cut to Scarlet as she jumps the sleeper, who catches her by the throat and casts a spell on her.
Become human.
Which she suddenly does, losing her werewolf form. The sleeper then tosses her aside as Mastodon steps in his path. The two stand toe to toe, eye to eye.
That was my best friend.
Mastodon then tosses his best punch, connecting on the sleeper's jaw. The windows of the throne room shatter, but the sleeper barely moves, remaining unhurt.
Oh, impressive blow, Mastodon, but please, allow me.
The sleeper returns the punch with even more force, knocking Mastodon clear across the room. The sleeper looks to Cassidy, then to Baba Yaga and Midas, holding the golden egg within a protective shield sphere. His intention is clear. Kill Cassidy. As the sleeper heads towards Cassidy, cut to Baba Yaga and Midas. Midas realizes the sleeper's intention and moves to stop him.
He'll kill you, Midas, if you fight him.
He'll kill the stranger if I don't.
Midas jumps out of Baba Yaga's shield and faces the sleeper, his golden hands extended forward.
Midas? Really?
You were my prisoner, and I was your king.
You are no more a king than I ever was.
Oh, the insufferable Midas. A king.
I was king in the real dream world. A greedy king, but a king, nonetheless.
All of a sudden, the sleeper cries and winces in pain. He's been stabbed in the back by Cassidy using his half-sword. The sleeper falls to one knee as he sees Cassidy behind him.
You.
Midas and Cassidy now stand in front of the sleeper.
It was my greed that led to the creation of this dream world. It was I who created you. But all that ends today. Your reign is over.
Midas places both hands on the sleeper's chest, and gold slowly consumes his body. Then, a gust of wind blows.
Egg's working, Midas. Come here. And try not to turn me into gold, please.
Midas takes Baba Yaga's hand while she chants the magic spell. Close on Cassidy's half-sword plunged into the hunched-over golden sleeper, on the sword's handle is a marked inscription. It reads, Excalibur. Find the shepherd, groggy and wounded, stepping into view. Her hands glow with white energy. She grabs Cassidy's shoulder and passes her powers on to him. Cassidy now stands in a dull glow.
What did you do to me?
You now command my power of the shepherd's sight. All you need do is touch Midas, and he will view the evil he has caused.
Time to fly, stranger!
Baba Yaga launches a bolt of green light that hits Cassidy, and he begins to fade away.
Thank you! Thank you all!
Cassidy disappears in an imploding puff of energy. After a moment, Jack regains consciousness. Scarlet, too.
The stranger. Did he go?
Yep, he's gone.
Now what?
We wait.
Baba Yaga pulls out an alcohol flask and takes a swig.
Anyone else want a little sip?
Exterior Camelot Forest Day. Hiding amidst some nearby bushes, Midas and Marigold survey the sword and the stone with mischievous intent. Suddenly, a light flashes behind Midas off screen. Midas and Marigold turn to find Cassidy standing behind them.
Hello, Midas.
Who are you?
Who I am is not important as what you're about to do.
No, one more time.
Not as important.
Get it together for fun.
Who I am is not as important.
Yeah,
as
you locked down
here. Oh, my God. Just say what's written on the page. Come on.
Thank you so much, team.
Thank you, everybody. I'm reading.
Hello, Midas.
Who are you?
Who I am is not as important as what you're about to do.
Cassidy gloves Midas's face and activates the shepherd's sight. Midas sees a series of images. The streets of Camelot littered with bodies. The sleeper slapping Ice Princess. The final battle with Jack and the Redeemers. Mother hung by her neck. Midas himself chained to a wall. And Midas stabbing Marigold to death. Midas falls to his knees as Marigold runs over.
What did you do to him? Father, are you okay?
Midas considers Marigold and then hugs her tightly.
What's wrong?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. For all of it.
Midas stands, grabs Marigold's hand, and hugs her tight.
It's time to go home. It's time to go back to sleep.
In the background, we see King Arthur and Merlin gallop toward the sword and the stone. Interior, the sleeper's throne room, night. Assembled near the throne stand our battle-weary heroes. Jack, Scarlet, Cinderella, Shepherd, Wolf, Baba Yaga, Prince Frog, Bluebeard, and Staria.
What do we do now?
Wait.
How do we know if the stranger succeeded?
We won't. We'll just go back to the way things were.
And remember nothing?
That's correct. Our lives will continue as if this dream world never...
In a flash, Midas disappears.
Midas.
The Redeemers look to one another.
He was going to say existed. As if this dream world never existed.
Something's happening.
I feel it too.
A tremor occurs, then another and another, until it becomes a full earthquake of epic proportions. Jack and Scarlet grab hands.
This is it.
The perimeter wall of the sleeper's throne room crumbles outward, giving a clear view of Dreamworld as it begins to restore itself. A golden sun emerges in the now pale blue sky. All Earth-style structures dematerialize. Rolling hills begin to take shape as clear glass barriers uniformly rise from the ground.
Oh, Dreamworld's changing. The stranger must have succeeded.
The shepherd tears off her pink ribbon.
I can see. Look.
The ice princess turns into Snow White. The sleeper turns into Merlin. The seven demons turn into dwarfs. Prince Frog turns into a man. Bluebeard turns into a pirate. And Staria disappears. The shepherd herself turns into Little Bo Peep. Mastodon grows into a 100-foot-tall giant. In the background, the Camelot castle smashes up from underground and ascends toward the clouds. Cinderella, Baba Yaga, and Wolf transform into Cinderella, the evil witch Baba Yaga, and the big bad wolf. Angle on Jack. He turns to Scarlet.
This is it.
But Jack sees Scarlet has now become someone else. Little Red Riding Hood. A meek and timid girl. Little Red Riding Hood pulls her hand from Jack's.
Sorry, do I know you?
No. I suppose you don't.
It's this, accompanied by her look of non-recognition, that leaves Jack brokenhearted.
I'll always love you, Scarlet.
Then Jack's saddened face turns happy as he transforms back into the light-hearted boy we have always known him to be. Smash cut to exterior Boston home, night. A torrential rainstorm at its peak pounds Boston. Interior, Tessa and Ruben's bedroom, night. Pick up Cassidy, Tessa, and Ruben as the two children turn back to human form from stone.
Tessa! Ruben!
Cassidy embraces his children, squeezing them tight.
Dad, what happened? What was that weird light?
I don't know. Maybe a low-flying plane or something?
Tessa pulls out of the group hug, starts to walk off.
Tessa! Where are you going?
To check your phone, to see if Mom called.
She didn't. And she's not going to.
Why?
Cassidy hates this, but it's time to tell them the truth.
I don't know how to say this.
Okay. No, I told you so's.
Everyone turns to see Maria taking off her soaking wet coat, hair drenched.
Ugh. Okay, I get it. It's pouring out.
Mom!
Maria!
The parkway was flooded, so I turned around and came home.
How? It's impossible.
Not really. I just pulled a Yui.
As Cassidy embraces her tightly, he looks over her shoulder to see Father Time staring back at him. Only Cassidy can see him.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Which is unheard by everyone in the room except Cassidy, as Father Time disappears.
Who are you talking to?
You. Thank you for coming home tonight.
Cassidy and Maria kiss passionately.
hello? Can we have another story now? Please?
Yes, you can have all the stories you want.
Really? But you never believed in them.
I do now. They're real. They're all real.
Now that Mom's back, can we read a different one? Snow White was putting me to sleep, which I guess was the point.
Yes, of course.
Cassidy walks over to the bookshelf.
Jack and the Beanstalk?
Nah.
What's this?
Cassidy reaches for a brown book with gold trim, which catches his attention.
Hey, have you guys ever seen this book before?
No. What is it?
Dreamworld.
Cassidy smiles to himself as Maria, Tessa, and Ruben gather on Ruben's bed, Cassidy sits at the edge of the bed.
Here we go.
Angle on Father Time. We move in on him as he smiles, his debt now paid in full.
Have you ever wondered where fairy tales come from? The minds of Earthborn people, perhaps, if that's what you wish to believe.
Exterior Dreamworld Day. Angle looking down on Dreamworld. We see the many barrier fairy tale nursery rhyme realms of Dreamworld, Jack and the Beanstalk, Little Red Riding Hood, Snow White, The Three Pigs, etc.
Our world is a place.
Cassidy's voice fades out as Father Time's voice fades in.
Of dreams and wonders. A place where fairy tales and nursery rhymes not only exist, but live out their stories every day. Our world is Dream World.
Smash cut over black.
Welcome.
Fade out.
Nice job.
Tell version of Westworld.
So we're going to read through the trailer real quick, which is real quick back.